This is Ozarks at Large. All sorts of people armed with ideas may be able to convert those ideas into something more during the 54 hours of the Startup Weekend. Northwest Arkansas takes place beginning Friday night at the space called The Iceberg in Fayetteville, just off Dixon Street. Veteran entrepreneurs and novices alike are invited to the weekend that's part of a global exercise. The co-organizers of the Northwest Arkansas version are Jordan Carlisle and Max Farrell, friends who grew up together in Little Rock and have attended several startup weekends together around the country. Max now lives in Des Moines, where he's working with a startup, and Jordan lives in Fayetteville. They recently talked to me about this upcoming startup weekend that begins Friday night at 6:30. They also talked about what they've learned from other such startup weekends they've participated in together.
The first one was definitely a blur. Went into it thinking it was going to be more of a business conference, much more of consuming content rather than actually creating something. And honestly, I got thrown into this tech world that I knew nothing about when it came to, you know, software development and the whole nine yards when it comes to building a web company or any type of technology startup for that matter. And I won't say that I, you know, was able to use any of that technology stuff that I learned over the weekend, but I became familiar with it, and it gave me enough to latch onto something and inspired me to learn more. And so I would say it was definitely a blur, but I came out of it so curious about what it is to build something online, build a startup company from the ground up, something small that could scale into something big, and also realize that I could do it in the middle of the United States. I didn't have to be in Silicon Valley or New York or Chicago. And that really fascinated me.
Who would you prescribe is ready for a startup weekend? What do you have to bring to make sure that you're going to benefit out of it?
You have to bring yourself, Kyle. We look forward to seeing you there.
but I mean, do you have to have some sort of business plan ready to go, or is curiosity enough?
We like to say that curiosity is enough, and definitely an open mind. Because you may come with an idea, and anybody can pitch their idea if they're signed up. And you may find out that your idea wasn't one of the popular ones that gets picked to move on through the process. So having that open mind to join another team is important because, like I mentioned, your idea might not get picked. But that being said, you don't have to have an idea at all. You can come just to work on something creative or just to come and learn and see what it's about.
So in other words, I don't have to come thinking that, okay, on Sunday evening I'm going to walk away with the company that is going to be my life's work for the rest of my working days.
We hope it would be, but it might not.
Do you ever find people are a little bit, I guess they wouldn't show up to a startup weekend if they are hesitant to share ideas, but is there ever concern like, oh, I've got this great idea and I'm announcing it to other people, and 6 months later, I see this person has incorporated my idea?
Definitely. That is one of the more frequently asked questions. And honestly, it is something that you have to go into with kind of your own sense about it. We do make sure to bring on a part of our sponsorship package for in-kind prizes, legal consulting. So those teams that do have the more validated ideas by the end of the weekend will have the opportunity to sit down with a lawyer and make sure that they are properly protected and everything.
So you can perhaps protect to some degree your intellectual property?
Yes.
Names?
Correct. Or equity, you know, how that kind of forms over the weekend is an interesting one. And then also making sure that they're not violating anyone else's intellectual property.
Would it be appropriate to say you might have a great idea, but you're not as tech savvy as you want to be, you're not as engineer savvy, and you're looking perhaps for that intellect that can help you? And you
definitely
might find it here?
Definitely. It's Startup Weekend shows you quickly that teamwork makes the dream work, is that we can sit on an idea for 5 years. You can even, you know, register a website domain for this idea, but the idea is still worth $0 until you actually execute on it and build something. And so that's where we say no talk, all action, just shut up and build at Startup Weekend, because that's what you're there for, is to take that idea to the next level, get people passionate about what you're working on, or, you know, it's sink or swim. Learn that there's 5,000 different widgets out there that are already in the same competitive space as you, and that you need to pivot to something else. So it's definitely a place that will rock your world, you know, both mentally and also from what your personal ideas and beliefs are.
There was a Startup Weekend within this calendar year in Little Rock, correct?
That is correct.
Were you both there?
We were both the lead organizers.
What was that like?
It was amazing, honestly.
Yes.
Coming from two people who are very passionate about an event as participants, organizing this event over 4 months and then hoping to God that there are other people out there that will enjoy the same experience, and then having these people show up and be blown away after 54 hours and getting feedback, all this positive feedback from people, honestly, just really inspiring to me. I mean, it really just that's why we're doing it up here, is because we're, you know, it just drives us when we see that feedback and we see the people come back and say, we learned so much and we didn't realize that, you know, people can start companies. And to even validate that even further, there were two teams out of Little Rock Startup Weekend that that gained seed investment 2 weeks after the event, I think. Both of them went into the ARC Challenge, which is the local accelerator program in conjunction with Innovate Arkansas and the university. And those people never would have thought that they would have gone on that journey to start a company and to go through an accelerator program and to potentially have a viable business, you know, before that weekend. So
they were, had they not, safe to say, had they not had that 54 hours of experience of startup in Little Rock, they probably wouldn't have advanced as far as they have at this point.
For one of the companies, I can it's very safe to share that, because the two co-founders didn't even know each other, and they wouldn't have met each other.
Wait, they did not know each other when the weekend started?
Had no clue. And honestly, they were almost even hesitant to work together. It was pretty interesting. And then they ended up hitting it off really well, and I think they came in second and had one of the most liked applications that – out of the whole event. So
this is like speed dating. You don't know a person and then suddenly you're connected. I mean, you've got a partnership.
That's one of the biggest things that we've loved about the Startup Weekend, is that we all make contacts at wherever we go. But to be able to do it in a place like Arkansas that has all these people that have that common ground, is that we are Arkansans, build from that and then create this feedback loop where there's people that are constantly checking in every week just to see what's going on. And so these strangers became friends and buddies and co-founders. So it was the perfect mix.
Okay, so say you win the Startup Weekend. So Sunday evening, November 17th, you've been declared the winner. What happens?
We give you a high five.
you're going to – first off, you're going to be on this euphoric high coming out of it, and – you're going to be kind of in la-la land and thinking probably, you know, big things. And then you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to be like, holy hell, I am so tired.
and I'm going to work.
and I have a real job. But we make sure and check back with those teams pretty quickly. And we encourage them pretty almost, I wouldn't say forcefully, but we really want to make sure that they follow up with the sponsorship prizes that they're offered. So the design consulting, the tech consulting, the legal consulting, we try and make sure they execute on that. One, because those sponsors do enjoy doing that and they want to provide that value and they look forward to it. But also, we don't want them to lose sight of that dream that they saw in this kind of tunneled experience.
Jordan Carlisle lives in Fayetteville and talked to me from inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Max Farrell lives in Des Moines and joined us by phone. They are co-organizers of this week's Startup Weekend Northwest Arkansas, to be held from Friday night until Sunday night at the Iceberg, a co-working space in Fayetteville that's located just off of Dixon Street. For more information about schedules and details, you can go to the website northwestarkansas.startupweekend.org.